USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The ban on transgender people serving in the U.S. military is expected to be reversed by the Biden administration. CBS News reports President Biden is expected to do so through an executive order as soon as Monday. The Pentagon will revert to policy enacted during the Obama administration in 2016 that allows transgender Americans to serve openly. The U.S. marks 25 million coronavirus infections today. The CDC saying the variant from the U.K. could become the predominant strain in the U.S. by March. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CBS's Face the Nation that recent data from Britain likely suggests the new strain is deadlier.
So we need to assume now that what has been circulating dominantly in the UK does have a certain degree of increase in what we call virulence, namely the power of the virus to cause more damage, including death.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Impeachment proceedings against former President Donald Trump will take a step forward this week. Nine members of Congress appointed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as impeachment managers will deliver an article of impeachment to the Senate tomorrow. The Senate's trial is scheduled to begin in 2 weeks. As many as 5,000 National Guard troops will remain in the nation's capital through mid-March to help with security. The National Mall in D.C. closed to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The National Park Service says the closure includes the Washington Monument, which was temporarily closed for the presidential inauguration. At least three dozen Capitol police officers and a few hundred National Guardsmen who were protecting the U.S. Capitol have tested positive for coronavirus. It's kickoff in the NFC Championship game between the Buccaneers and Packers, and then the Bills in their first AFC title game since 1994 face off against the Chiefs at 6:40 Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The FBI is investigating after a homemade bomb went off at a church in Southern California that is known to condemn same-sex relationships. The explosive was left at First Works Baptist Church in El Monte on Saturday morning.
Everything that I do is within these doors to my congregation. I preach it on YouTube, and if someone doesn't like what I'm preaching, they can just turn it off.
Pastor Bruce Mejia on NBC Los Angeles. No injuries reported. Georgia's governor says he's looking into measures to restore confidence in elections in his state.
After the scrutiny that Georgia's election system came under last year, many in the state have called for changes to the way that Georgia handles absentee ballots. Governor Brian Kemp told Fox News that he's for a proposal to require voter ID for those absentee voters.
We know there's a lot of frustration out there. I think it's incumbent on us as policymakers to listen to people's frustrations, but also at the end of the day, make sure that we have secure, accessible, and fair elections in the state and that people have confidence in that. I believe doing the photo ID requirement on absentee ballots by mail will help accomplish that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
11 gold miners have been rescued from a mine in China 14 days after an explosion, and they were trapped underground. 10 of the miners were able to get food and medical supplies down a shaft. One miner, incredibly weak and barely responsive, but most of the miners said to be in good condition. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.